Welcome to a Statehouse Blend Extra Shot. I'm Brian Ellison. We're talking today with Representative Jim Hansen. He represents Frankfort, Missouri, in the Missouri House of Representatives. And Representative Hansen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you cast what many would regard as the deciding vote. You joined with two other Republicans and three Democrats in voting against Senate Joint Resolution 39, the so-called Religious Shield Bill. That happened a couple of days ago. We're talking on Friday afternoon. What have the last 48 hours been like for you?
Well, it's been overall on the Capitol. It's been very positive, really. I had a lot of colleagues come up and congratulate me and saying, you know, it took real courage, and had a lot of even some lobbyist friends I've got to know in the last 4 years there. Different people have come up, and one told me it's the most courage he's seen in the building in 20 years, and so I felt real good about it. And so I've had a lot of emails from all over the state and in support of my decision. Of course, I still have some people, even constituents that I represent, that disagreed with me. But, you know, that's part of the job.
You gave a speech in the committee shortly before the vote. I think it's fair to describe that speech as an emotional one. There were some extended periods where there was no sound in the audio, where people in the room said there were tears in your eyes. The first words of your speech were, "This has been a real journey for all of us."
Yes, it's been quite a journey, you know, trying to sort through this. It started off with a 4.5 hours of committee hearing. It finished at 12:30 in the morning and had people from all over the state in there testifying for and in opposition to the bill. So, you know, and after that, it you know, getting put into it in the middle of that, it took time to digest a lot of opinions and all the issues that this impacts. So, you know, you have to call a vote sooner or later, but a little more time wouldn't have hurt either.
We're in Kansas City talking to you today, but you're from a town called Frankfort in Northeast.
Yeah, I was raised in a little town of Frankfort. It's just south of Hannibal, but I represent, you know, Pike County, which is Bowling Green area. If you're familiar with Bowling Green, it's Pike County, Rawls County, both set south of Hannibal on Highway 61, and I represent Monroe County, which is just west of Rawls County. So,
and how would folks in the 40th district feel about the vote you cast on Wednesday?
I've had mixed response. I've had a lot of positive response from people, and I haven't had a chance to visit with a lot of them. There's been some, or a few, that were very upset with the vote, but I look forward to a chance to sit down and go through, you know, my reasoning and the process I went through. You know, I went through two or three different ways of looking at this, and so I think I talked to one on the phone who was a pretty big supporter, and he called in, and he was pretty irate, and I wasn't in the office. I called back, and so I spent 10 minutes on the phone with him, and after he listened to me for a little bit, he calmed down, and I think he had a little better understanding. And I look forward to those kind of one-on-one things with my constituents or even group settings.
Why was this such an emotional decision for you?
Well, it's freedom of religion, but it's freedom of religion for everybody, you know. And you're picking and choosing, you know. I see in this bill, you're picking and choosing who has certain rights and who doesn't have certain rights. And I just think that it's an issue that I hope we can get solved in the future for both parties being satisfied. But, you know, when you get down to it, it's a form of discrimination, too. And that's a tough issue.
A lot of what you talked about in that speech in the Emerging Issues Committee was religion. You talked about being a Christian. One of the things you said is you can be a Christian with a big heart or a little heart. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think it, you know, a big heart is, you know, do you look at all angles? Do you do what, you know, you've been taught in your life? Either you step up and honor, you know, what you've been taught and treat people equally and with love, or you can't throw out those teachings just at certain times. I think you have to walk the talk on when it comes to this type of issue and religion. You got to stand pretty firm in your beliefs.
You mentioned that you spoke with your pastor about this before making a decision.
Yeah, I spoke to. He's been a personal friend for years. I lived in Missouri, but my career has taken me to different parts of the state and the United States. But I've always been friends with him, and we spoke at length about some of the issues of this. And he says, "Stan, one of his sayings really is, for those of you who are Christians, if you trust what the legislature or court does, then you're already misplaced your trust." He says, you can't place your trust in man. You got to place your trust in God. One of his other ones that I think is appropriate and how you do your business or how you serve people, you're either going to be a Christian 100% of the time or partial of the time. So, are you going to pass a law to make it legal to be a Christian? I think that rang a bell for me too. Other than the religious side of it, there's a lot I went into other than that. But that was my heart speaking, and there's very big concerns about the constitutionality of this bill, big time in my eyes. And I got a lot of legal advice from what I consider to be experts, and based on their analysis of the bill, I just felt, it wouldn't stand in the Missouri Supreme Court. And so that was another reason why I go down this road and put people through something that I just felt, after seeing some of these reviews, that it would be hurtful to the state to even go through that.
One of the things that has been said in the last couple of days is that you and your fellow Republicans, Representative Caleb Rowden and Representative Ann Zurr, who voted against this proposal, are likely to suffer political consequences. In their cases, they're both running for Senate seats. Do you worry about the political ramifications of this decision, even
not
from within
all.
Not your own
my
party?
Point in life, absolutely not. Even never dreamed I'd be in this situation in my lifetime. And when I ran for office, it was about stepping up, and I was asked to serve and be the voice for this area. And I thought, well, with my background and some of my experiences that I could, and some of the things I'd volunteered and done in the area, working in the health department for nonprofit board and on their board of trustees, and heading up a building fund drive to build a new health department. And after all that was done, people said, what are you going to do now? And I never dreamed it would go down this road. So, and I told my wife when I went there, I'm not there to pass. We got plenty of bills. We have plenty of legislation filed. I hope I can go down there and make a difference and maybe stand in the way of some that I don't think is taking us in the right direction, and little did I know this would drop in my lap.
In the St. Louis Post-Dispatch today, there was an editorial that called you a hero, an unlikely hero. Do you think of what you did as heroic?
No. I think what I did is just using my conscience and studying all the facts about it and listening to even my colleagues in my caucus. There are several people in there that had some of the same opinions about how constitutional it was, and then when it come down to it, I had to make a decision. But I don't feel I'm not a hero. I don't put myself in that category. I did what I think was best at this time. Time will tell. I did what I thought was best for my area, and some people probably I've disagreed with that, but a whole bunch of people agree with it. And what I always said, I'd vote for what I think's best for my district and what's best for the state of Missouri. And I just hope that that's how it turns out, because that's how I look at most things.
Well, Jim Hansen, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes to be with us today.
Thanks for calling.
That's Representative Jim Hansen. He represents Frankfort and the 40th District in the Missouri House of Representatives. The full disclosure for our listeners, by the way, given today's subject matter, my part-time work when I'm not here at the station is with a nonprofit organization that is involved in advocacy around LGBT issues in my religious denomination. That work doesn't get into state legislation or religious freedom issues like those that SJR 39 raised, but still we wanted you to know. The producer of Statehouse Blend is Matthew Hodapp. I'm Brian Ellison. Thanks so much for being with us.